stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, January 16th. Hope you had a great weekend.
Hello.
Good morning. I know Brigetta had a good weekend because her team won.
Yeah, that's wow. Why I'm happy. Remember I said if I come in crying, You know that it was a horrible weekend, and I don't know how the show would go.
So you're not crying this morning.
I'm not crying. I'm rejoicing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your Ravens won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was 17-13, right?
Yes. I'm so stoked. I'm really excited about next week as well. I mean, I know it's at New England. It's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. And we've lost four games, and they were away games. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little worried because we're going to be in New England.
Yeah.
And it's New England, and we'll see. But I don't know. I think
they
won
45-10.
Yeah.
Wow.
They did.
Yeah. They creamed the Broncos.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But you know what? I want it to be would be my dream Super Bowl would be Harbaugh versus Harbaugh. So it will be 49ers versus Ravens, which would be amazing because it's like the brothers in the Super Bowl. It'd be sick.
Didn't they have that with Manning too? Eli Manning and his brother?
They did, But these are two coaches, and like never has that happened before. I think it'd be really awesome to have two brothers that are coaches in the Super Bowl. It'd be sick.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't realize they were the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty cool, huh?
They're both really hot too.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, she has to put that in there.
They are. They are.
They are.
I have to say that, of course. But yeah, so I mean, I'm a little worried about next week slightly, but we've beat them before, and I think if it just depends if we bring it or not. I mean, there's so many times where we don't. I think we will because it's like we lost to Jacksonville. We've lost to shitty teams.
Yeah.
Shitty teams, and you're like, what's going on with them? But I think it's because we don't prepare as much because we're like, oh, it's Jacksonville or oh, it's whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why we lose. And knowing that New England is, I mean, it's also the AFC playoff champion, like you know. We're going to do well. We're going to come in prepared. I wish we had a week off to do it, but I think it'll... The only thing I'm worried about is Ed Reed got hurt in the last play yesterday, so...
Really?
He's our key player. We'll see.
Well, that's too bad.
I know.
I'm wishing you all the best because I know it means a lot to you.
It does.
So,
and I'll tell you what, if we win... You might see me on TV because I will run around naked on
Really?
Those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I get crazy.
Well, they better win then, God damn it.
You know what's crazy? Because we all watch the game at the Parlor on Melrose, which is a Ravens bar.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't think, like, here we are, you know, 3,000 miles away from Maryland. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I mean, it was so packed. It was like 250, or whatever their maximum is, all Ravens fans in their bar. And it was like one in, one out.
Wow.
One in, one out.
So you were in your element. You felt it.
Mm-hmm.
You belong there.
It was amazing. It was like purple faces everywhere. I had a blast. Yeah. So I'll probably be there again next week. The Ravens play at Pats Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, which is noon here. And the Giants are at 49ers, which is 3:30 game here, 6:30 Eastern
Right. time. And the winners of each is going to the Super Bowl,
to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Which will be February 5th in Indianapolis.
Wow.
I know.
Well, that's good.
You better
that's
be going good. For purple.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I am now that I know somebody who likes them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll be singing the song, Purple Rain, you know?
Yeah.
Just saying. I can't sing. So
just saying.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend otherwise?
It was good. I mean, you know, I kind of just chilled. I had a silly Friday night.
yeah.
I went out for a friend's birthday. We went to West Hollywood.
I noticed that was Dave Tillman's birthday, right?
Yeah, you know
and
him?
And I know him. Yeah, he used to do a show here.
It's so funny because I had actually talked to him about coming in.
Yeah.
And he's shooting right now. He's shooting a film. I think they wrap up in February.
Right.
So, because I asked him, I was like, hey, come in. And then I talked to him Friday night, and he's like, oh, I know Sam.
Yeah.
And so we went to this. It was funny,
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Small world.
It is, you know, because I saw your You tweet, was it? Or yeah. Facebook or something.
Facebook, yeah.
And I thought, wow, you know, yeah. I didn't realize you knew him. And then I thought, okay, then she does know everybody.
Yeah, I kind of know.
You know pretty much every fucking body. You know?
He's great, though. That's who I go to for. He's one of the best psychics ever. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah,
he's
amazing. Is a good psychic.
And he's a great guy as a friend, too. Like, he's a really great guy. So it was his 50th on Friday.
Wow, how cool. Wonderful. So you guys had fun?
We had fun. I went there with a couple of friends as well. And, you know, I have something to say. Like, it was at the Abbey in West Hollywood, which I love the Abbey.
Right.
But why is it, I was there with my girlfriend. Why is it that lesbians are mean to you?
They are?
Yeah. Why? Like, I don't understand.
When you're a straight girl, you mean?
Well, I don't know if they know anything. Because I was there. I brought one of my best friends, who's like my sister, and to me. And we were there together and we're having fun, whatever. And, they just, I don't know. Like, she went over to use their candle to light a cigarette.
Right.
And they got all pissy and mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was kind of like, why? Wouldn't you want to kind of hit on us or want to, I don't know. It was just really weird.
Yeah.
I found it odd.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, lesbians that I know are extremely nice. So
right.
I don't know about that, you know. But
just,
maybe you just ran into some shitty people.
I don't know. But I had a fun time anyway. I met these, like, amazing guys that were there. They're just, I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll be new besties. We'll go hiking and chopping. That'd be great.
It sounds good.
I know.
All right. Well, there's so much to talk about, but we do have a great guest in the studio. We're going to bring him in. Joey Olson. I'm sorry. I'm like half not here yet. Joey Olson. And welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
And Joey has a show on the station called Guy Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly Guy Talk, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. We started every show with some beer and some funny guests. And
which you brought for us.
Yeah, I did bring some beer, although
you
found
did.
Out.
So what is it? Bud Light and Clamato? Oh, Clamato. What's Clamato?
Sounds like...
Chilada.
Chilada.
Yeah.
Clamato, you know... Yeah.
That just sounds dirty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With salt and lime. Yeah, it sounds pretty good, man.
It's breakfast beer.
Is it really?
Is it too early to start drinking?
Let's
I hate
no,
it.
No, you go ahead. You drink.
Oh, I will.
You know?
Can I try yours first? Let me
try
it.
Yeah, you can try it. You got your own. I brought you your
know,
own.
I know, but I'm not going to drink the whole thing. I want to waste it.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's a big can. It's 24 fluid
that's
ounces.
What I mean. Okay, then you finish whatever I don't. Okay, ready? Hear this crack, guys? That is the sound of me opening it.
Yeah, you got to start every show with a beer. That's how I feel.
Really?
You know what? Cheers.
Should I do it too? Okay, tell me if it
I'm being rude and drinking early.
Come on, just do it. Just a little sip.
Okay, here. Cheers.
There you go. Cheers.
We can't reach. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna come in and make you guys some of my Bloody
is
Marys.
It really?
This is like a Bloody Mary.
That's what it is.
Is
this
it really?
Is amazing.
Okay, I'll have one then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tastes just like one, except with beer. You know, you ever had red beer? That's basically what this is.
No, but this is amazing. What's red beer?
Just beer with tomato juice, and you can add hot sauce and stuff, but it's tasty.
Like a Corona, like they put the hot sauce in it kind of thing?
Wow.
Yeah, like a chelada. Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah, they use the Corona, and then they do the tomato sauce. And
okay.
That is pretty good, you know?
I just like the name.
I mean, I can't imagine drinking the whole thing for breakfast, but it is good. You know, it's sort of like you have to get used to the taste, but it is like you take beer and Bloody Mary together.
This is really good.
Yeah.
I approve. It is Brigetta stamped approved.
See, I was actually kind of worried because I'm like, well, not a lot of people, like some people like them and some people hate them. So you guys were like, oh, this is awful. And I'll be the only one drinking. It's not a party until everyone's drinking.
Join the party, man. You're fine.
Copy that. See, Bud Light, you should sponsor his show.
Yeah, I'm not officially sponsored by Bud Light yet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so your show is on when?
Wednesdays at 7, Channel 1.
Right.
And with my co-host Billy Batts.
Right, and he's a comedian, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of him before, and then he came on another show before, but now he's your co-host, right?
Yeah, he's my co-host. He's my link to all the comedians, and he actually knows a lot of people. It's very surprising.
Yeah. Right. I guess when you hang out around town and stuff, you know, I think when you're single, you know, you go out a lot, so you meet a lot of people, you know. You're married, right?
Yes.
Well, there's your answer. You see.
Yeah, I don't get to do much. The radio show's my excuse to get out of the house. Just kidding.
She's listening in. She's like, what? Do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we have one kid and one on the way.
Oh, wow.
Little boy.
Congratulations.
That's
awesome. How long have you guys been married?
A little over a year now.
Oh, okay. Really?
Closer to a year and a half.
Wow, and already the second kid, huh? You haven't been wasting your time, man.
He moves fast.
With a super sperm, you know?
That's right.
You know what it is? It's all this Clamato that he's drinking. Clamato makes him climb it. Sorry. That's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm dirty. I'm sorry. Right.
That's okay. Life's more fun in the gutter.
It is. I live in the gutter a lot.
Yeah. Hopefully not from drinking too much.
No, I just, not either. But anyway, so
you like beer though, right? Right?
You know,
do you drink a lot?
I don't drink beer normally because I'm gluten. Like I'm
okay.
But so what will happen is I'm drinking this now, which I'll pay for it later. I mean, I'll break out in like a rash on my arm, kind of.
But you've got to have it.
It just tastes amazing. I mean, when in Rome, right?
That's right.
We're in Rome. I drank a lot of beer as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, like I was like, you know, queen of keg stands. I don't know. I had this thing where I was in high school and I had a lot of guy friends, and there's nothing to do in Maryland but drink and fish.
Really?
Yeah. So basically they would have keg parties all the time, and it's like, you hang with the guys, you got to drink with the guys, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like the queen of keg and drinking games and whatever, whatnot. And I'm sure you understand. Cause,
yeah. Well, I didn't really acquire my taste for beer until actually I got into college. But before it's like, oh yeah, you know, get the girly drinks. Well, not really. Vodka mixed with anything. I mean, that's always a good combo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. See, I had too much beer when I was in high school, and that's why I don't drink. I mean, I don't ever drink it.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't know, the first beer I've had in I don't know how long. But
well,
it
good.
Feels special.
Yeah.
I do.
I hope you're not going to break out in anything.
Oh, because of Guy Talk Radio.
Exactly. Hey, I blame it on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be getting some hate mail later. I got these hives.
So, Joey, where are you originally from? Are you from L.A.?
Yeah, Santa Clarita.
Oh, really?
Well, born in Tarzana, and I've lived almost my entire life in Santa Clarita.
Really?
And now I live in Castaic. And for some reason, I lived in Oregon for a year. Just
really?
Like, yeah.
What'd you do there?
Nothing. Yeah. Caused havoc, and I went to school. I was just a little kid when I moved up there, but snow was nice.
Yeah, did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
It's unusual to find people born here in L.A., though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so many transplants from other places.
I agree.
So it's pretty cool. Have you been out of here sometimes? I mean, do you travel and things like that, or are you
Vegas.
Pretty much stuck here?
Vegas. Vegas, baby. Yeah. Enough said. That's where you got all the kids.
That's another country. You know?
Yeah. It is another country, another world, if you will. Yeah. So that's cool. So you grew up here. You went to school around here.
Mm-hmm.
And... cool. So when did you meet your wife? How long were you guys together before you got married?
We've been together 6 or 7 years now. I worked at a Chevy dealership, and she was a receptionist, and then moved up the chain, and I was like, hey,
nice.
Cute little receptionist here.
I know. That's the best place to meet women is at work. You know, because you don't have to, it's not like, it's kind of subtle, you know? I mean, you don't have to, like, be on the move and on the make and stuff. It just kind of happens, right?
I have a question then for both of you.
Okay.
Because this has been my thing. I always wind up dating someone that I work with because you are close. And, you get to know each other or whatever, and it just kind of happens organically. But I feel like so many times that, you know, for example, I worked at a bar once and dated the manager, and then I worked for a producer for a bit and wound up kind of with him. And the thing is I feel like the last guy that I was with that happened that way got scared off. Like, he was freaking out. I was the assistant. He's like, oh, no, you're my assistant. Oh, no, this is bad. This is bad.
Right.
Why is it bad?
Probably looking sexual harassment suits or things like that. You know,
but it's not. We had a private company that we helped start. So I don't think it was really that.
Yeah.
I was the same age or younger. But it was just really, it was like a mental thing. Like,
well, let
know,
me tell
just...
you why. It's very clear, you know, and that's why I try to stay away from these workplace relationships, because what happens is when things are nice, everything's cool. But when you break up, then what? You know, you're going to have to run into each other every day at work. And, you know, and that's going to interfere. So if you want to have, if you're a good employee and they want to keep you, it's a good idea not to get involved with you romantically.
I see what you're saying, and make for most chicks, yes, maybe, but I am not a normal chick, if you haven't figured that out yet. You know,
like,
what I mean? I am more of a dude in so many ways. But I am friends with all of my exes. Uh-huh. You know, when I break up with someone, it's not a horrible, mean breakup.
But they don't know that, you know?
Yeah. Well, they figure it out when they're like, how come you're at, like, I live with one of my exes. We're best friends. You know what I mean?
How does that go for dating? Oh, yeah, this is my ex-boyfriend right here. I live with him.
Guys get freaked out for sure, but, I mean, it doesn't matter to us. Like, you know, he brings girls back. So what? Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want him happy. You know, vice versa. When we broke up, there's a rule. You don't hook up after you break up. You don't ever go back to that common ground. You can't.
What, not the one last time? No.
No.
Never happened.
No. With him and I, no. We broke up 3-4 years ago, and never. we live together now. We're just we realize we're best friends. Like, we really are. Like, I truly love him as a person.
Yeah.
You know?
It was over. I mean, you probably had a closure, and that's what helps, you know? But sometimes people don't, you know? They break up, and it, like, stays open, and...
But
you know,
why, I guess, with me is I have to have the closure. I kind of freak out. I'm like, no, because I want to be friends with everyone.
Right.
I feel like if you were a part of my life or I liked you for whatever reason, then I want you still in my life as a person. It just didn't work out romantically, but we can still be friends. Maybe that's because I have so many guy friends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's not like that movie with what Jennifer Aniston and the... Who's the other guy in there where they broke up, but they still want the house?
Breakup?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard name to remember.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Have another
alert.
I'm kidding.
What? I'm having half of yours now, too. Jeez.
I'm getting there. But, yeah, no, it's not like that. I mean, I had one breakup like that was high school, and I was with a guy for 5 years, and it was absolutely horrible when we broke up. It was crazy, and he's crazy and whatever. It was the only time, and I think after that I vowed to I really wanted to be friends with everyone. So... ever since then, I'm friends with every single person.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I know that's weird.
Yeah.
But
no, it's not weird. It's cool because you're open-minded. You know, you don't really judge people, obviously.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You know, many people do have that problem. You know, I mean, if someone, you know, if I expect something from someone and they screw up, you know, I get irritated. You know?
Right.
But you have to be forgiving with people, with friends and stuff. You know, just let them be.
I feel like, too, if you don't, if you have this, like, if you don't talk to your exes and you have this aggro thing going on, it's a release that it's something that's always going to be on your mind. And you think of that person, you're like, grr. Or you have this memory and you're like, grr. You know?
Or when you see them at somewhere at a bar or something.
You're like, grr. It's the grr. Anyway.
grr.
You know, and that's just bad energy that you're putting out there that you're storing inside of you. Which, you know, why? Why when you could have, maybe it might take a month, maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's a year later. But eventually you should be able to just forgive and let go, because you're never going to be happier later on. You're always holding onto that grudge, I feel like. It'll come up eventually if you don't let go.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't give 100% of yourself if you're worried about something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's my spiel.
Yeah. Now, did you know that Joey is into very interesting stuff, you know?
Like what?
Like, he's a Ghostbuster, for example. Did you know that?
No, but let's talk about that, because I'm into that as well.
Yeah, I'm part of a paranormal group called CAPS Paranormal, California Association of Paranormal Studies.
Okay.
Just a fancy way of saying we walk around with cameras and look for ghosts, but, you know.
Yeah.
How about I'm a medium?
Uh-oh. What's going to happen next?
So tell us how you got into that.
Basically, just a couple of my buddies, Chris, Matt, and Gary. You know, I saw a Facebook post. Yay, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, who wants to start, you know, looking for ghosts, doing things like that. And we just, you know, all of us came together and decided we wanted to do it. And we just got really deep into it. We bought a van.
Yeah,
it's fully self-sufficient. You know, we can plug in our cameras and all of our wires right in the side of it. We have our own generator, things like that. So.
Yeah.
So we go anywhere
we
want.
A lot of instruments and stuff, right?
Which is amazing. And I have something to say about that, because I found out recently through Dave. He's like, oh, well, you're a medium. That's why. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, click. Because I can walk into a room and I know what's there, immediately get the image, and I know how old it is or what's wrong. So I actually really concentrate. I block off a lot just because I was scared of myself for so long. And everywhere I go, there's something there. And I don't understand. I'm like, I think I bring things with me. And now I know
that it's very possible.
Do. But yeah, anyway, so I'd love to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the thing with that, they say ghosts can attach themselves to people, things, buildings, places, you know, anything, you know, traumatic times.
Well, last night I had a thing too, I'm really into my guides, and I've been focusing on that. Do you believe in all that or no?
I've never really gone with one.
Guides.
Yeah.
Like psychic guides. Spiritual.
Yeah.
Your spiritual guides. Everyone has spiritual guides. Like angels, guides, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
And I've been more in tune with them, I'd say, recently. Call me crazy, but you already know I'm crazy.
You don't call them on the phone, do you? It's not one of those.
I do.
Mama whatever.
Well, it's weird. Okay, so there's something in my place, and I'm very good at clearing things. I'm very good at it. And something in my place, and I feel like there's a doorway there. That's crazy, but I do.
It's in your closet.
No, shut up about that, because that is a whole other story.
Oh.
Like, that's not funny. You had a nightmare about that.
That's where Mothman hides.
What?
That's where Mothman hides.
Mothman? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had a crazy dream last night. It was insane. So anyway, I woke up and around 3-something a.m., my TV always turns off, turns back on, you know, the black noise, and goes insane. And I get so pissed off about it. And I should probably turn the thing in and get a new one. And cause I'm trying to just ignore it. And I did it again last night. And I, for whatever reason, I used to be terrified of my room. This is, and I moved, and this room feels really great. I play energy music all day to get the vibration higher, whatever. And but last night I was just terrified. Mm. And I didn't like what was in my room or what was happening. So then I started, you know, calling it. It sounds crazy.
Talking to yourself.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, make myself feel better. And I had this dream last night. It was so weird, and it was like, this is so stupid. And see, that's because I'm drinking. I'm going on.
Yay for beer.
Yay for beer. But I felt like I was calling in, guides to show me how to zap it out of my room. Right. And I wound up zapping it out of my room, and then it was weird because then these two kids came in, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And long story short, my house is, I know, haunted, or haunted. It's just there. People that originally lived there, a man and a woman, and I think someone cheated on someone, and I cleared a lot of it out, and there's a guy that comes back, and he keeps saying nursery,
right.
And I don't know where in the house the hell the nursery is, or what. And then last night I have these two kids that come in, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is not happening right now. I just want to sleep.
Maybe I'll have to get the caps crew over there. We'll investigate your house.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, there you go.
It would be really fun.
We'll set up cameras, and we won't leave anyway, we swear.
Yeah, you can hide in my closet.
Hold on, we got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Sounds like Jesse, right?
Yeah, this is Jesse calling in from Riverside. How
are
you guys?
How are you, Jesse?
Doing pretty good. I had to call in and congratulate Bridgetta's Ravens for their win yesterday against the Texans. That was a closer game than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you know, I thought so too. I thought we were going to do better, but we dropped so many plays, so many catches. That kind of sucked, but...
Yeah,
you know,
the offense wasn't really playing that great yesterday.
No, they weren't covering. They were not covering Flacco at all. It really made me mad. And, you know, we're going up against one of the best offenses. I have to say they were great. So.
Okay. Well, you just changed the topic. We were talking about ghosts, though.
we're talking about ghosts.
Yeah, do you suspect having ghosts in your house or anything? Do you need caps to come and help you?
Yeah.
Me? Do I need Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
What if we brought Bridgetta?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, maybe. I would hire Bridgetta to come and bust some ghosts in my house. But I don't know about anybody else, but...
Yeah.
So I heard you guys were talking about like exes or something before.
Yeah.
About staying friends with your exes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think exes are exes for a reason. So I really don't see any reason to continue to have like a friendship with them. Like I'm not friends with any of my exes. I don't know, maybe it's different for a guy, but for me, I think like it's better just to move on and put the past behind you, because I think if not, I think it's kind of hard to move on if you're continuing to kind of, you know, stay in contact or try to have a friendship with somebody that you broke up with, you know? That's just my opinion on it.
I see what you're saying, but I learned from every relationship that I have. There's something from there that I take and I put into the next, or I learn I grow as a person from each one.
Right.
So I don't see anything wrong with,
and if you end in good terms also, you know, then it's fine.
And maybe if you don't, come back later on. And I just feel like it's, I don't know, for me, I feel like I want to be friends with everyone. I don't want any negative, bad ties anywhere.
Enemies,
I want it to be good energy all the time. So for me, that's how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's good. Well, that's good for you. I mean, you know, that you're able to, you know, continue to remain friends with most of your exes or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I know maybe it's different for a guy, but I know, like, mostly if you break up with someone and then you move on to somebody else, that new person that you're with, that girl doesn't want you to be friends with your exes. Like, she's not going to go for that.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's the way it's been in my cases.
But then that's an insecurity that she has. I mean, you guys aren't developed and trustworthy in your own relationship.
Yeah, but most girls just seem to be that way. They're like, if they see, like, oh, why are you talking to your ex on the phone?
Right.
But see,
you know what I mean? They're like, but they're not going to go for that.
But see, I don't care. If I'm secure enough as a person, if I'm not secure in the relationship, yes.
Yeah.
But if, you know, whoever I'm dating has... You know, if we have a great relationship and everything's, you know, open and we tell each other everything, then I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I have enough confidence in us that it doesn't matter. I don't, talk to whoever you want. Talk right. to, hang out with strippers. Awesome. I don't care. It doesn't matter because I know I trust you because right. we have that relationship. Yeah. So you have to maybe look a little deeper and figure out
exactly.
why they
you
don't
You see,
they
you need a
trust.
Girlfriend like Brigetta.
There you go. Okay. That would be great. Well, good luck to all your your Ravens next week, and I hope they beat the Patriots because I hate the Patriots. I can't stand them. So I'm definitely pulling for the Ravens all the way next Sunday.
I think we have a lot of that. A lot of Schittsburg fans are not on our side, which is so amazing. I'm like, yes. Purple rain, like I said. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. But, you know, hopefully I think they got a chance to go up there and beat the Patriots, even though it's going to be up there and on their home field. But
agree.
I think
agree.
They got a chance. So it's going to be a good game.
I agree. We'll see.
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Thanks so much
for
calling. We always love you calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So
anyway, go back to the ghost.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm still here.
So I have a question. So if someone, how do they contact you? They contact you and then you assess if it's worth going in or not, or how, or going to their house. What?
Well, you know, normally we'll go and we'll have an interview with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of just do like see how their reactions are, and if they're actually, you know, you see it in their eyes, like, oh yeah, I'm really scared, this stuff's really going on. I mean, you know, some people are just like, hey, you should just come investigate my house.
Yeah. And they're like, whatever.
Yeah, and then, you know, you waste our night and, you know, things like that. We've, you know, but most of the houses we've done, people legitimately feel like there's something there, like their husband had just passed away like a few months prior. And
it's closure.
Yeah, it's closure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we don't turn anybody away. We don't charge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we show up with our van and four guys jump out and...
I have an idea. Have you ever heard of the Doheny Mansion? And have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
Okay. I had the craziest experience. Mm. I recommend, I think the tours are closed right now. But you could probably call for a private one, being, you know, what you guys are doing. I went there for Halloween last year, not this past year, but the one before. And what it is, the Doheny family, the last child, Lucy, had died about a year ago. And, you know, they have a huge family and they weren't allowed to go in, and park rangers work there. So it's, you know, it's like they have guns and everything, you know. They finally opened up to the public because when she died, now the state owns the property and it's huge land. They have weddings outside and such and all kinds of just, I would never go inside. Like I walked in there and I'm like, this is the most horrible place I've ever been in. But you get there, and I went there because my girlfriend wanted to get married. So it was a tour for Halloween. It was the second tour they've ever done. They weren't sure what to expect. There's no furniture inside for this reason, because that moves and it's thrown at you, which I'll explain in a moment. Yes. Mm. You would have a blast in there.
Yeah.
A lot of movies are filmed there. It's how they make a lot of money, actually. The Muppets recently was filmed there. But yeah, so we go in, and before you go in, they say to you, anyone who's super sensitive, say your prayers. Hope you're wearing stones, whatever you need to protect. And everyone turned. I mean, we're in a group of like 30. They all turn around and look at me. I'm like, great. Damn it. So, yeah.
Were you wearing your stones?
I was wearing only a few. Normally I wear more. Shut up. I do wear more protective. But anyway, so we walk in and it's just, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's absolutely amazing inside. And there's two staircases, one on the left-hand side, one on the right-hand side, that curve up and go around.
Mm.
They don't go up the right side staircase ever because it's a vortex. It's a door to other worlds.
Wow.
Yes. So you're not allowed to even go up there because it's awful.
They're that superstitious about it, too.
Or they've seen everything.
They've seen it. Okay.
And we saw a lot. And it's not a haunted house. I mean, it's really, truly haunted. It's not like they do anything. There's only two park rangers that are there. And it's, like, all through the state. And they're trying to make – it's, like, $15 a person to go in, and they talk about the history. And there were 13 murders there in the inside of the house. And the outside, a couple drownings. It's just a bad, very
inside
bad.
Inside the house? In the bathtubs? Or is there a pool inside or something?
The Doheny family, and you can research this. The Doheny family, the husband, Mr. Doheny, was having an affair with his secretary, a man. And the wife walked in and shot them both.
What?
And that was fun.
I would have to.
And then Lucy was playing up in her room. It's actually funny because I was up there and they're like, this room is the most haunted. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's down below. And they're like, how do you know that? I'm like, I don't know. No one died in this room. I like this. This is the only room in the house that I actually liked was her room. I'm like, I feel playful. I feel like it's good in here. And they're like, well, actually, you're right. She fell out the window and died on the porch below. I'm like, oh, well, there you go. It was Lucy's friend. Somehow she got pushed out the window and died below. I think she was like 5 or 6.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're always looking for new and good investigations.
You should go. I mean, it's incredible. And it's one of the most, a lot of people have come through, investigate, you know, what do you call it? Ghostbuster type things have come through, and they've been amazed. I mean, you can record sound. Like one of the movies they had, they recorded, you know, sound for overnight for the film because they wanted, you know, like the sound from the night or whatever. And in that room, it sounded like shit was just thrown around and all fucked up, basically. Wow. They came back the next morning, everything looked perfect, but it was like, what the hell happened? Yeah. And they weren't expecting that. And while I was there, you know, you feel like you're being enclosed and you can't breathe and awful smells. I mean, it's awful. This telephone kept ringing and there's no telephone there. the lights and all that, we saw actually something. And then finally, there's a huge chandelier that's double the size of this room.
Really?
Huge, when you walk in.
Wow.
And I knew when I walked in, I'm like, something's going to happen. I feel like, and I'm like, if that thing were to fall, like, we would all die. Just glass and die, you know, like, whatever. And sure enough, when we walked by it, I mean, you could hear something like, whoosh, whoosh, because it causes so much wind. Uh-huh. It was swinging so fast and so far that the park rangers were like, we must have had an earthquake. And I'm like, well, we didn't feel anything. You know, there was nothing in, okay. And he's like, and the guy's trying to be like, no, I had an earthquake. I've never seen that happen. I've worked here for 20 years. I've never seen that happen. And I'm like, sure. And it's like, it's so crazy. The weirdest thing that happened, we were in the basement. And there's a few things in the basement. There's a lot of killings there. There are a lot of slaves that work there. A lot of rapings of women in the household. Because the house has like 50 some rooms. I mean, it's insane. So I had a huge staff that worked there back in the day, and women slept upstairs. The men were locked in the basement at night, even though they would get out and they would rape the women.
Wow.
There's a lot of horrible things.
And this
things.
Is stuff they told you there on the tour?
Yeah. You can look it up. I mean, there's a lot of it. A lot of it's a struggle. There are a lot of hangings in the meat closet because the women, if you were pregnant back in the day out of wedlock, it was horrible. Like, you were shunned, you know, and that happened because the men would rape the women. They'd get pregnant, and then they would kill themselves. They would jump out the window or hang themselves in the kitchen or the – it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're in the basement, and there's a shelf, and it's so weird. We're in there, and I'm looking at the park ranger, and everyone's kind of piling in the room at that moment, and I'm like, I don't like this room. And it's like this – I hate it. I'm like, I can't be in this room. I don't like this room. And I'm freaking out. And you're not allowed to leave the group because of, you know, things that happen. And I'm like, it's over here on the left-hand side behind the park ranger. I'm looking at it. I'm like, whatever it is, a blob, a big dark blob over here. I'm freaking out. I want to leave. And he's like, you can't. And I'm like, okay, fine. So sure enough, like literally seconds later, there's a shelf that's there, like a long, tall metal shelf. I mean, it's you know, pretty tall. And it's got like, I don't know, like five shells that go across. Mm. It lifts up. I'm looking at it like, no, this isn't happening. It lifts up, shoots across the room, and lands in front of our feet. Just like right in front of us.
What?
Yes. Everyone saw it. I mean, the group is piling in, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This would happen.
Did you
to me.
Run away?
And I jumped back, but I kind of stood there, and I looked at him, and I said, I told you it doesn't want us in here.
Wow.
And he's like, and so then I have a hoodie on and I have a hat on, and the hoodie, and I'm looking at him and I'm talking, everyone's staring at me, and I'm like, this, and everyone's like, this would happen to you. I'm like, I know it would. The hood, I feel it being taken off my head, and everyone's staring like, this isn't what. The hat, I feel sliding off my head. And then I'm like, no, it's not touching me right now. No, it's not touching me right now. And I'm looking at everyone's faces, and I'm just frozen. And then it grabs my ear. Like, I don't see anything. I just feel it. And it's awful. It's like the most horrible feeling ever. I scream. I run the hell out of that damn room. And I'm like crying, shaking up. I can't believe it touched me. I felt so violated. And the ranger comes after. He's like, you can't leave the room. You can't leave us. And I'm like, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there. This is insane. You saw what happened. And he's like, yeah, okay, we'll leave this room. But we can't, like, you can't leave the group. And I'm like, get me the fuck out of this house. I can't be in here. Get me home. I'm freaking out. It was awful. So anyway.
Now, Joey, does that sound familiar? Have you been in situations like that?
Well, see, normally what happens, when I go in there, all activity stops.
Really?
I have no idea why.
Like, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it has to do with confidence or something like that, or how, you know, open you are to certain things. Mm-hmm. Well, the other guys, you know, very sensitive to certain things, and, you know, they're like, oh my God, you got to hear these footsteps on the ceiling, and there's like nothing above them. Go look out. And I'll stand outside and look up. There'll be nothing there, and I'll walk in. They're like, it just stopped. I'm like, I hate you guys. I never get the good stuff.
What's the craziest thing that's happened?
Well, actually, just like a couple of weeks ago, I didn't get to go on the investigation, but they have video proof of... Chris is standing there saying, something's touching my arm. Something's touching my arm.
It's the worst feeling.
And, and our camera guy was sitting there. Gary's holding the camera, and he can see it on the camera. Something like manifesting around his arm. He didn't say anything until afterwards. It's like, oh yeah, I saw it. There was something touching your arm.
He was like, I'm saving the show. I don't want to tell you because I want it on camera.
That's right.
Wow.
So, and I wasn't there. Those jerks. No.
Yeah. So what was the outcome when you guys find that something's there and you know, you can say, yes, yeah, something's here. Can you figure out who it is and can you help them go back to where they need to be?
Yeah, it's all a matter of finding out what the owners of the house or place wants to do. You know, we can set them up with certain, you know, people that can help try and cleanse the house or mm-hmm. do things like that. Or if they don't care, you know, they're just like, okay, well, if it's non-harmful, then
right.
then let them be.
But can you figure out, like, oh, it's a woman and she's here because of this, or they're here? Can you, go into that, like?
With some of our devices, we can actually get, you know, male, female voices. We can mm-hmm. ask questions and get intelligent responses. Mm-hmm. You know, certain boxes actually read, like we have the Ovilus. It actually says, has spoken language, you know, has a really sensitive microphone, and then it says a word, mm-hmm. and then it tells you on the screen exactly what the word was. So you're like, are you a man or a woman? Woman, you know, or something like that. And it'll say it right there, black and white.
All right, you should come to my house.
Wow. Now, where did you get those instruments? Yeah. Do people actually make them and sell them?
A lot of them are modified devices that you can normally find. And there's a huge, what is that, like, link to everything to find ghosts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. A big community, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with coming up with words. Yeah, a huge community for the paranormal society, where you can go and learn how to do certain things like that, modify certain mm-hmm. devices, like radios that will sit there and scan channels to where you can hear voices come through, mm-hmm. and it's only on the channel for a couple. They call it like a Frank's box, you'll hear certain voices. So, and then like the Ovilus, you buy it from the guy that sells them, and they're very expensive.
Yeah. Wow.
And then you can test with new types of meters, and it's all about experimenting and see what you can come up with.
Right.
That's awesome. Do you guys spend? Oh, sorry. Do you guys spend the night in a house?
Well, normally we get there anywhere from 10 to midnight, and we'll be there till 5 or 6 in the morning.
Yeah, because most things happen, you know.
Three.
Yeah. Which is why.
What does your wife think of this? She must think you crazy.
Actually, she's very intrigued by all this stuff. She'll never go along on an investigation. Mm-hmm. She's she makes me close the closet door every single night because, you know, she's worried something's going to happen, and she won't watch ghost shows.
I won't either.
Unless I'm home.
Yeah. I won't either, though.
Well.
Yeah,
you don't like those, huh?
You know, I like them if I'm with someone, but I don't because I'm so sensitive
yeah.
that I feel the more I talk about it, the more I'm open and it happens. and I shut down. I like to just be shut because I don't want that all the time. Like, it's scary.
Yeah, it
Especially
is.
When you're home alone, like, I just don't. And I am very sensitive and open to that. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it even gets to me sometimes, you know, watching some of the shows, and then I'll wake up still in a daze, and I look at the clock. It's 3 a.m. Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, you start like, psyching yourself out, and you start mm-hmm. hearing things like that. And all of a sudden, yeah, the TV shuts off, but then you're like, oh, I have satellite. And they shut the signal off at 3 in the morning if you haven't been doing something to reboot the system. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh.
Yeah.
or you start seeing like the blinds in my room will start moving. And we used to have this cat. I joke with my wife that, you know, it's dead now and it's haunting us.
It could be. Actually, animals too.
But no, you just see the blinds like go right across. And if the fan is on in the room, the circulating air makes it go brrr,
right.
And so it's, you know, it's all about debunking and things
right.
like that.
And I try and be logical first too. I'm always like, oh, let's be logical.
Yeah.
And no, it's not that, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Right when you wake up, most people are not very logical.
Yeah, true that. Copy that.
So I remember you guys found something in this building, right? In the parking lot. Did you guys find anything there?
We got some communication of things. It was actually kind of weird too.
Right.
We were doing it for Ethan Detmeyer's show, Combat Radio,
right.
And investigating the garage. And we went down there with one of our Ovilus devices. And one of the first things we heard, or you know, from the device was running, watch out, you know, certain things like that. And people kept coming down. Oh yeah, I keep seeing this thing, this shadow run from one side to the other. And it's like, you know, you feel...
It's a guy.
Yeah, you feel threatened by it because it's like running and it wants you out of the way. And I'm hearing running, watch out, you know, and then certain things, we're getting names out of it. And so it was a good little thing. I mean, during the daytime, you know, we weren't really expecting to find anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, we had Daniel Agnew, psychic medium.
Right.
And she's down there. She's like, she's, you know, helping us talk and do things like that. And we're getting some good, you know, conversation with this.
Yeah. Wow.
Very cool.
I don't know. Even if I see it, I'm not going to believe it. I'm such a skeptic, you know. But at the same time, you know, I respect. I mean, when I hear both of you talking about this, I'm like, these are normal, decent people. I don't think they'd make up shit like this,
mm-mm.
you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, it sounds crazy to me.
I grew up with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, it's a common thing. Like, I had things happen to me since I was in a crib. That's,
wow.
I know. I could go on and on. But
you can remember that back that
yeah,
far?
Yeah, which is really weird.
Yeah, I can't remember anything past yesterday.
It's really weird because we only lived there for a little bit and there's no pictures of this place. There's nothing. And my parents used to be like, you're making this up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not. I can even tell you the color of the room. I can tell you what the crib looked like. I can tell you where everything is. I can tell you, oh, remember I burned my hand on the curling iron? My mom's like, how do you remember that? I'm like, I just remember. I remember falling on the stairs. Like, all these things. But yeah. This ghost used to be there. And maybe it was a guide. I don't know. But and it's another whole story. But, yeah, I'll shut up now. It's not you're going to think I'm weirder and weirder. But, yeah, a lot
no,
of
not at all.
A lot. Yeah, I'm just in tune with it. I always have been.
Yeah.
So when I had the reading with Dave and he's like, oh, it's because you're a medium. I'm like, oh, that makes such good sense. Now I know why I can walk into your room and tell you what it is and whatever and what's going on. And
yeah.
But I don't like to always be in tune to that because, yeah. You know, again, like, it's just, I want to be shut off half the time. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, and how do the instruments work? What is it that they detect? Like electromagnetic field or?
Yeah, we have meters that detect all sorts of different things. But, yeah, mostly it's electromagnetic frequencies, fields like that, mm-hmm. You know. Like through the Frank's boxes that they pick up just sound through radio waves because, you know, nobody really knows how ghosts can communicate. And you're just trying to find different ways to communicate with them. So
they're just energy. So
yeah.
It's a lot of, you know, a lot of how they project their energy into things. A lot of, I'm sure you find a lot of electronics get messed with because it's easier.
Yeah, your phone shut off, you know, things like that. Batteries drain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like people make energy.
Yes.
And when you die, where does it go?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, there's lots of questions, and I'm sure somebody knows the answer, and then everybody's, where's it go? Where's it go? Well, it goes on the ground, or I don't know.
Well, it can become like chemical energy, you know, or, you know, I mean, that's what it is, you know, like many things, it's like you don't really see that they have the energy, like food, for example, it's got built-in energy in it.
Yeah, calories.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, calories, whatever, but it has energy, and but it's chemical energy.
Everything living has energy.
Yeah, yeah. So when you ask where does it go, I don't know. It just changes form, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think when you die, you just kind of hang around people, you know? I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me.
Well, maybe there's unfinished business.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a lot of that.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd probably live haunt if I wasn't done.
Well, I mean, that's been the million-dollar question since time has began. Where does, you know, what happens? You know, are you reincarnated? Do you, you know, you go to heaven, you go to hell, do you just not just go anywhere?
What do you believe in? What do you guys believe in? Do you believe in reincarnation?
I'm sort of like on the fence with this because, no, I do believe in it. Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
I believe
there's a soul.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why humans can talk and communicate the way we can. I mean, there's something's going on there. You know, no other species on Earth does this.
Right.
And has talks on radio shows.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly. Well, so. I think it's interesting, too, because it's like, have you ever, you know, you meet someone and you know right away you have a crazy instant connection with that person. You're not sure why.
Right.
You know, but they seem so familiar to you.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you've known them from previous life
previous
or something.
Previous lives. Yeah.
I don't know. That's one explanation.
Well, normally I just can't remember their name. I'm like, I know them. I don't know their name.
You're like, I had beer goggles on. I have no idea. No, I'm kidding.
I know I met this guy drunk at a bar. You have to wait till you get drunk again to remember.
Yeah.
Drunken recall.
Oh, my gosh. That happens to me all the time. No.
Really?
What?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cheers again.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. This thing is good.
Isn't it?
It's actually
it's
pretty
really
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Joe is almost done with his 24 ounces. My God,
dude, I'm a dude, man. What do
you
say?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
And this is one of my holidays off. Work,
yeah.
So you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm halfway. I'm not bad. I feel it. You know, I'm at the Clamato part. I'm here.
Yeah, yours was like a soft hit, and Sam's was like clunk. A couple of nice little sips there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It is good. I want to mix it.
Well, just like drinking in the morning, I love Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys are good stuff.
Oh, they're good.
They go great with like some chicken fried steak or something, or nice hearty
chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
Yummy.
In the morning.
In the morning. You never have that for breakfast.
No.
I just had it on Sunday morning for breakfast.
Okay, but see, Sunday is acceptable because it's football day. So on Sundays, it doesn't matter how early you drink, you're okay.
Wait, why does there have to be a limit on what time you start drinking? I hate that. drinking already? Why not?
It's because weekend. It's one somewhere. It's afternoon somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you're the real thing, obviously, you know?
Yeah, what happens if you never stop drinking? I mean, you've been drinking all night.
Just
you
keep going.
The best way to cure a hangover is to never stop drinking.
I mean, oh, well, there you go.
Really?
Spoken from a true athlete.
What? No. Alcoholics go to meetings.
Oh,
I'm just
there
a drunk.
Score.
Yeah. So I did want to ask you about the ghost thing. Why do you have to do it at night and not during the day?
Because they're more active at night.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. During the day, when you try and go through somebody's house or something like that, there's a million cars driving by. There's a million things going on. You know, so many shows are broadcasting their frequency everywhere. And at night, things tend to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I don't know, they say 3 a.m. is the witching hour. And, I mean, you know what?
2 to 4, but 3 is, like, most prominent. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they try and, you know, say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not sure if that really works because you can find things all during the day. I mean, some people...
Right.
Beer burp. You know.
It's okay. I've been turning aside, too.
Yeah. I wasn't ignoring you. I was just turning to the side and burping. Yeah. That's why you don't drink carbonated drinks on the radio. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it just has to do with the noise and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most people are sleeping, so you don't have to worry about people coming around. And
mm-hmm.
So. That's true, yeah.
And it looks better when four guys are driving around in a van with no windows
at night. So funny. I would love to go on one of your excursions.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
That would be awesome. You know what's weird? Okay, this is going to sound funnier. 2 beers and I'm more in tune. I let my guard down.
Really?
So. I know, you're talking a little slower now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Hey, am I slurring yet?
No.
She was bouncing off the walls this morning. Yeah. A lot of energy from the football games.
Too many Stens drinks, right?
Yeah, that's too many Stens drinks indeed.
Wow. So, Joey, tell people about your show, when they can listen to it, and...
Well, like I said, my show is Guy Talk Radio. It's about guys talking about things that guys like. You know, normally we always have beer. We're always drinking. We're always trying new things. Like I said, this Wednesday, I got the Beer Academy coming in, bringing us a bunch of German beers.
Awesome.
And, you know, I have a bunch of other, you know, liquor companies set up to come in and bring us stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's fun. I have lots of funny comedians. And then I have my co-host, Billy Betts. He's a comedian, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we have strippers of the week every once in a while.
Sweet.
And the comedians love strippers. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, men like strippers, period. You know,
hey,
I mean, that's what...
Chicks like it, too.
Chicks like... Okay, well, I can't speak for you, but if you say so, I'll go for it, you know. Like female strippers, you
know. Why not? It's entertainment.
Yeah, I think chicks like that more with female strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the strippers actually go more crazy for women. Like, they'll do... 5 times more.
They really do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they feel more comfortable.
Oh.
And it's kind of a challenge, too. Like, I know the guys will like it more, so I'm going to do more with this chick because we have an audience watching. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they like that. That's cool. Well, that's good. So I just wanted to finalize this. There was one thing I wanted to ask you. Oh, did you guys ever get pulled over with your van and all this stuff? I mean, would the police, like, freak out if they saw this?
No, I mean... We have a big, huge sign on the side of the van that says Caps Paranormal. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're not driving slow by schools or nothing.
Just hanging out by parks.
Yeah. I mean, the phone number's right on the side of the van. I mean, so you wouldn't really think that we're up to mischief or anything like that. Most of the time we try and get permission to anything we're going to go do that's not, you know, somebody's house.
Right.
Right.
And how do people find out about you?
Well, you can... contact us through Facebook, Caps Crew on Facebook, or I think it's capscompound.com.
Uh-huh.
What about Twitter? Do you guys have Twitter?
No, we're not that cool yet.
We need to have a Twitter. I will tweet about you guys.
I think I downloaded it once and tried it, and I'm like, oh, I get to tweet. What the hell's going on?
Yeah. I know. It's slower for people to adopt, you know, as opposed to Facebook and stuff. But I know it's effective in its own way.
It's very effective. Well, also, if you connect your Twitter, to your Facebook and your website. So with one click on your phone, you're tweeting one thing on your phone, and it goes to all of it.
Right.
Yeah. Although I've been seeing a lot of these things, like there's at in front of things, and it's not working through the phones. Because I know through my iPhone, if I, you know, try and say I'm with somebody's name, I actually have to go into the actual website through my phone to tag somebody's name.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird. Fix that Facebook.
Yeah, right?
I know. Well, the whole thing with tagging on Facebook is a mess. Sometimes it'll tag, sometimes it won't.
Yeah.
Sometimes
annoying.
It'll tag only pages, sometimes
right.
only people. I don't know what's going on there.
I tried to tag our page, and it wouldn't let me half
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah, I saw that.
On?
Yeah, like it said at in front of Sam in the morning. And
Yeah, well, it's not working. But what can I do?
Oh, you're looking at my Twitter, probably. If you guys look at, because when you go on, and let's say if anyone's going from Twitter,
right.
and I'm tweeting it, and it goes on my Facebook, it's not going to tag your Facebook page. It's
right.
going to tag your Twitter.
It just has the
but
at
it'll
sign,
show it on my Facebook page. Unless, but if I go actually on the Facebook and I tag it, sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, Joey, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
Always
a
lot of fun.
Thanks
Joey Olson, check out his show, Guy Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 7. And Caps is the ghost thing, and you guys can find them if you have ghosts in your house.
Yeah.
And the Guy Talk Radio website is real easy, guytalkradio.com.
There you go.
There you go.
Very simple. All right.
Then,
everybody check it out.
And then tomorrow we have guests. We have Jen Hoffman from The Apprentice who will be joining us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. That'll be cool.
Yes.
All right, everybody. So join us tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.